Coach, congratulations on the win. You were down by 9 in the second quarter. You got it tied up at the break by some threes. It was kind of a weird ball game. You guys were so close, so close. Couldn't quite take the lead. Miss shot here, turnover there, trying to take the lead, and then you finally get the lead in the fourth quarter, and then you never look back.
Yeah, I thought we had a lot of guys stepped up in different roles. Austin hasn't been getting in a ton, and he really sparked us there in that second quarter. He had some deep threes, caught him in rhythm, and he's got some range. So much needed at that point in time. Because they run a lot of sets, and a lot of them are for Brumbaugh. But between him and Cure, I mean, they're two guys that are really hard to keep the ball in front of you because they're pretty explosive and they're long. And so you got to focus on those guys. And then they had a couple other guys step in and knock down some shots. But, I thought that fourth quarter was about as good defensively as it could be. And I thought Blaine was unbelievable tonight. We put him on Brumbaugh in the fourth quarter with the idea that, hey, you don't have to help. You're just going to guard him like crazy. And I he did an unbelievable job. I mean, the back cut, they try to run a play out of the timeout, get a back cut, and Blaine overplays him so he doesn't catch it and then just stops on a dime and gets his hand turned right back around and deflects that pass. I thought our post guys, we talked at halftime, they weren't getting as many touches as we would have liked. So I thought we made a better effort trying to get them the ball. But we had some guys that stepped out of their comfort zone and made some plays. With Blaine, you saw Blaine taking the ball to the basket, which he does a lot, but he doesn't do it against the zone a lot. But I thought he kind of got into the gaps and made some plays for people. But overall, I mean, it's just a great win for us. We did a lot of good things. It wasn't always pretty at times, but they did a pretty good job.
I know probably coming in, the second quarter there, you guys were still sitting at zero at three-point make, Sarah. I mean, that's kind of unusual in a way, but your first two three-point makes of the ball game by a kid who has only had his second three of the year in Blaine Culp, and then you have Efren Trango, his third three of the year. I mean, that was all planned, right?
Oh, of course. hey, I told him if you're in rhythm, I don't care if you shoot it. So as long as they're in rhythm, there's a lot of good things that can happen. But Efren came in and helped us out, got a couple of rebounds, that big three there, but guys that, like you're saying, guys that, we haven't really relied on to score really helped us out in that second quarter. With Austin, knocking down some really deep threes, Efren, Blaine, early on, we just had to get settled in. That first quarter was ugly. We had like three turnovers to start the game. Some of our shots were just, rushed and kind of, bad looks. So we had to settle down and, we handled adversity well and we had it several times, Like you said, they were up 8 or 9. The third quarter, they make another run on us. We slowly get back into it because we start playing through our post. But a really good win for our guys. It's a team effort. We played a lot of guys. But, down the stretch, we went with the guys that were really getting stops. I give those guys a ton of credit. And our bench really stayed into it that second half. I thought Dylan Metzger, really, really showed a lot of character. Because he didn't play a ton, but he was on the bench really supporting his guys and getting into it. And we need that out of those guys that are on the bench.
Well, you have 9 players score tonight. And 3 in double figures. I think you'll take that any night there. But that's just, you have everybody that can do something a little different that comes in. And you mentioned it was a team effort here. But, Josh Rosine, he is a kid that struggled from 3. He's known as a 3-point shooter. Missed his first 2-point attempt, but that strong move to the basket, I think that could free some things up here down the road for him out high, mid-range, and up.
Yeah, absolutely. He just needs to, when any shooter, if they miss a few shots, it could get to him. But he's played enough basketball that he knows how to get his shots off. He knows he can get it to the basket in certain parts of our offense. So, I told him, you have to stay aggressive. You have to not worry about the last shot and stay aggressive and keep shooting the ball when you're open. Because that's a shooter's mentality. The next one's going to go in. So, he made a very strong move right there. As the game was really tight. So a big play by him. Yeah.
I guess you could say Gus and Carter, they played probably their strongest post games of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Gus had a great week of practice. He's maturing. He's coming along. He's being more physical in there. And, I have to stop calling him Glitchy Gus if he plays like that again.
Yeah. Well, you end the January with three wins on the air here. A big win for you guys. And now you turn around and got two more home games, but it's going to be a tough one on Tuesday. You get a very good Hayes High team, and maybe a little bit surprised last night. It was a tough game, but they ended up winning on a buzzer beater. They were down for most of that game.
Yeah, we'll have to watch that game and see if we can try to not let them win on a buzzer beater. Maybe we'll have the lead. Yeah. No, they're extremely good and very well coached, and they should be because they're all from Scott City. You know,
so. Of course.
They're really good. They're a team that you don't look at, and they don't do anything flashy and fancy. They're just a good basketball team. A lot of guys can make plays for them, but they keep it simple, and they play basketball, and they play it well. So it's going to be a very, very tough challenge.
Congratulations on the win, Coach. This is a fun one. It was a fun game, an enjoyable one here, and good to win some of these games, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.